2CC Mike Welsh Podcast.
Line of Sight is a book, and it's a novel, but it's based on a true story of a very famous crime, an unsolved crime to date, in Perth in the 1970s. The author of the book is David Wish Wilson. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Mike. Nice to be here.
Now, are you part of that Wish Wilson family, which is involved in newspapers or not?
Yeah. You'd be talking about my uncle.
Well, there'd be Lloyd, who was an editor of the Canberra Times up until recently.
That's my uncle Lloyd.
Now, this is a story which you found yourself being told in Perth of the case surrounding the it's unsolved to this date. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Of the brothel madam Shirley Finn.
That's right. It's still unsolved, unfortunately. But I was working as a creative writing teacher at our maximum security prison, Cass Arena Prison, when I got to know Shane Finn, who was Shirley Finn's son, and Shane was in jail for the murder of a man who taunted him about his mother.
Okay.
And we talked about doing something with his story, and Line of Sight is the result.
Did he speculate, or does he speculate as to what happened?
Yeah, Shane has grown up in a very difficult position of believing, as I have to say, do most people and many policemen I've spoken to, believing that his mother was murdered by some of our local detectives.
Mm.
So, that's quite a difficult thing to grow up with.
He would have been a teenager at the time, is that right? Well, 1975?
He was 13 years at the time. 13 years old at the time, that's right, yeah.
Now, you met him as he was serving time for murdering a man who... what age did he go to prison, the son?
I think that he'd been in and out of prison for a while, but at that point, I think he was in his mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he ended up serving his full 16 sentence, and I got to know him at some point during that.
Okay, well, he's Shirley's youngest son. Are there others?
There's an elder brother and a sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, again, there are a lot of famous crimes in Western Australia. A lot have been featured. There have been a lot of them that haven't been unsolved, or people who went to prison for them have been found to have spent time and been innocent. Is it something that always or seems to me to involve West Australian police and a lot of these unsolved crimes or these controversial crimes, which some go back 25, 30 years?
That's right. I mean, and that's something I'm trying to explore in my novel. A certain kind of policing culture, certainly something that was ever present in the 1970s. I mean, I've talked to police from that period, and it's kind of a paradox, but they're often the most angry about the fact that this particular murder hasn't been solved, because, of course, it tarnishes most Western Australians believe that she was murdered by police. Of course, this tarnishes the whole police force with that same brush.
All right, in the novel, it's Ruby Devine,
who
was shot four times in the head, and at a Perth golf course. Now, is most of that aligned to the facts of the case?
That's right. I mean, Ruby Devine's very closely modelled on Shirley Finn. The rest of the characters are fictionalised.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, what I'm trying to do is try to use fiction to get at a kind of truth. As American writer said, trying to use fiction to get at the truth, not by distorting the truth, but by using distortion to get at the truth. So, I mean, it's a work of fiction. It's designed to be a good read. Whether or not you know anything about the history of the case, obviously it's going to have particular resonance for people in WA. But
well, I do know someone very closely associated to it here.
Okay.
Working with me.
Yeah.
So, do you... I mean, again, it's a novel which you've carved out of the case.
Yeah.
Do you come to a conclusion? I mean, you promise a neat twist and you won't give me an ending here, but is it the responsibility of a fiction writer to come up with an answer, the answer that people want to know?
Yeah, well, it's... like I said, I'm trying to use fiction to get at the truth. It's not... You know, in terms of the novel, I can't tell you how it ends, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Except to say that... based on the people I've spoken to over the years, a large number of people, it certainly doesn't look good for the West Australian police force. It looks like that they were certainly involved. And in fact, we had one of our journalists, leading investigative journalist on radio the other day saying that he, and to my mind it's the first time this ever been said publicly in Western Australia, he believes that certain police were involved, and the reason that the case was so flawed And I base a lot of this. I was given the full and complete CIB.
Is the case open again? Is the cold case? Or?
They've opened it once or twice in a cold case, but as far as I've been led to understand, that hasn't really involved doing much in the way of investigation.
Does the man who gave you the idea for the story, does he feature in the fictionalised coverage?
No, he doesn't. No. So the story starts just after the murder of Ruby Devine,
mm-hmm.
and it's set in a couple of week period during the Royal Commission, which was held after. Mm-hmm. So Shirley's family don't really feature in the story.
All right. Well, there's a good mixture there for a great story. Good to talk to you. Good luck with that, and thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Mike.
David Wish Wilson, author of the book Line of Sight, based on a true story, and one that may still yet be revealed in actual terms, but you'll have to find out a bit more by buying the copy of Line of Sight.